Hello Gemini, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, December the 16th, and the whole week ahead. The Sun Uranus aspect is so fabulous because it's full of surprises. And those surprises in particular can be good for you over the next week for sure when it comes to your relationships in life. And if you've no one in your life, then surprise, surprise, this is just the aspect that will bring someone into your world and fill it with excitement. And here's your Sunday stars. Lovely stuff going on now in all the relationships area of your horoscope. This is a Mercury-Venus link, and you're building up to a new moon tomorrow. And yesterday's stars promised lots of exciting things to come, and that's what these stars are all about for you now. It's all about you concentrating on bringing someone in your life who can be good for you, or if you've already got someone there, making the most of it together. Here's your Monday stars. It's new moon time and it's in your seventh house of relationships. Now, this kind of aspect normally comes up. This configuration is there for marriage, for a civil partnership, for a commitment between you and someone else. It can also mean that if you're with somebody and you've been through a rough time, you can kiss and make up. And finally, if there is a relationship that's not been going well, then you can basically part as friends and leave yourself free for someone new. And here's your Tuesday stars. Well, the moon is now in Capricorn, and here begins the big build-up of Capricornian energy now. What's that for you? Well, anything Capricorn for you is going to be to do with the most intimate and personal part of your chart. This is going to dig and delve deep into the real you, the true you. And your lesson, you've got to learn so much about yourself that you never knew before. And here's your Wednesday stars. It's here. Saturn moves into Capricorn, and that's your eighth house. It's a deep, deep, deep understanding you now need to know about you. What makes you tick? It's about analysing yourself and understanding yourself as never before, because the consequences of Saturn moving and changing signs means the next 2.5 years is going to be big business. And for you, that big business is all about knowing more about you and understanding yourself better. And here's your Thursday stars. Well, the Sun now moves into Capricorn, links up to Saturn. This is such big stuff, but it's about looking at your material world and seeing just what material matters mean to you. Does it mean more than love? Do you love money or material things more than you love somebody else? This is all part of a huge learning curve and a learning process that's going to change you and your life. And here's your Friday stars. The moon's in Aquarius and the link to Mercury is just what you need. It kind of lightens things up because there's no doubt that some of these planets are extremely heavy. Some of the aspects you've got around you now in that eighth house has to be seen to be believed. But this is, don't be too frivolous. You can't be with Saturn around in such high profile. But it does mean that you can chill a bit. And chill means having perhaps a little bit more fun today.